You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
You can give us a call.
Go ahead, turn you up a little bit there, Mark.
Am I down?
You were, but you're fine now. So anyway, we thank you for joining us this evening. As we said, this is a live Sunday night edition. You can call Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Feel free to bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. And in the meantime, Mark, we had something that we wanted to discuss. This is kind of like a continuation of a story that has been... well, in process for a very, very long time.
Yeah, we've been talking about this story for a long time on Free Talk Live, and it was old when we talked about it initially.
Yeah, this began in 1997, actually, when a person from Thailand decided to go to college in the United States at Cornell University. And this young man found out somehow that it was way cheaper to purchase textbooks in Thailand through his relatives. And
he was a young man then. He's probably in his 40s now.
Yeah, so 1997. So this has been
15 years
since this has happened, since this began. And so he found out that it was way cheaper to buy his textbooks in Thailand, import them into the U.S. through having his family help him out by sending them to him, and then resell them to his students, because the publication company for the textbooks, Wiley & Sons. I think Wiley is a very large textbook manufacturer. They're really famous. And, you know, of course, when you go to college, you're kind of forced to buy these textbooks. They kind of have a monopoly. You can only get them through one company. Usually you get them from the textbook annex or whatever at the school. And, you know,
they're ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculously expensive, yeah. I mean, students' budget... hundreds and hundreds of dollars per semester for college textbooks. And sometimes they're not even used that much in the class. You know, like the teacher will assign a few paragraphs here and there, but they're not like the main meat of the course or anything, but you still have to buy it or
you have to find some way.
Yeah, no, you don't know exactly. You don't know how important the textbook is going to be. Even if you talk to previous students, you know, sometimes people's learning styles are different, so you don't really know what to expect. And, of course, every year they come up with a new edition, and so then you have to pay full price for the new edition, which just has basically the graphic on the cover is different, and they've changed a few chapters here and there, but it's mostly the same.
Just enough to confuse you.
Yep. Just enough so you can't follow along when the professor says, okay, read page 97 to 155. You know, it's slightly different in edition 2 or whatever that's out this year, right?
Sounds right.
So it's a real scam with these textbooks. And, you know, you can save a little bit, I think, by buying used. Like when I was in college and medical school, they had used textbooks that you could get. And they were slightly cheaper, but it still ran a pretty significant amount of money. I mean, I've always had to budget for it. And it's not insignificant. Some kids take out loans to buy their textbooks, or they do co-ops and they share with other students. But that can be a pain to coordinate. You can't really study on your own time. You have to find another student. And so, you know, this is just a big pain. And I'm sure college students don't like having to spend all this money on books when they are already pretty poor to begin with, because most of them don't work.
This pays the professors. I mean, don't professors tend to write their own textbooks?
A lot of them do.
And then rewrite every year so that they can, so that the students then have to buy the new textbooks. Mm-hmm. And you can't, you know, use the old ones. The used ones aren't as effective. And I mean, this is.
Yep. And then they always have the University of whatever press that's there to publish all the professors' textbooks. And, So, yeah, you can really see how they've got quite a scam going on there. I saw a textbook once for some class that was over $1,000. And,
wow.
I mean,
what's to stop them from doing it? I mean,
I guess there's nothing.
It's essentially a monopoly.
Well, except this enterprising young entrepreneur, I will say, who discovered that it was so much cheaper to get his books in Thailand and through the same companies, the
same
exact
books.
Same books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just some kind of program that makes these textbooks available at a lower price for, you know, countries that...
I suppose they charge whatever they can get away with.
Yeah.
And in Thailand, they probably
can't get away with
as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially because I think the intellectual property and the copyright laws are maybe laxer there, in all places.
Or at least the enforcement
of
them.
Yeah, right. So he decided he could resell these, and this company sued him, John Wiley and Sons, the textbook manufacturer, saying that he was violating copyright law. But he countered with saying, no, no, there's this thing called the first sale doctrine, which means that basically the copyright holder only, in the system that we have today in the U.S., the copyright holder only has control over the first sale. So, for instance, if you buy a book or a CD or something that's copyrighted, you can resell that thing on eBay or whatever, and you won't be violating copyright infringement. Or you won't be infringing on copyright.
You own the book once you buy the book.
Right.
Now, this is, to some extent, you know, I mean, you still can't use the book in ways that...
You can't make a bunch of copies and then sell those.
You can't, you know, in your work too extensively or something like that.
Yeah. You can't say that you wrote the book or whatever.
Yeah. But you own the book and you can resell the book.
Sure. But apparently now that ability to resell your own stuff basically is in jeopardy. And this has been in the legal system apparently for the past 15 years. This person is long out of college. And it's been, infringing on his life probably for the last 15 years. But, you know, Free Talk Live is a show where we love to hear from you and we love to hear your calls. So let's go actually right to the phones, Mark. We've got Aaron on the line in Ohio. Aaron?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was listening to you guys a couple weeks ago. I'm a recent convert, I guess, to the libertarian group I would call myself. I don't know. But you mentioned something two weeks ago regarding people who believe in both, who are pro-life but yet believe in the death penalty.
Oh, are you talking about the conflict between basically American conservatives? Usually they are anti-abortion but pro-death penalty and pro-war, which means bombing a lot of innocent people in the Middle East and other places.
Right. My particular contention is, however, with the abortion and the death penalty.
Okay.
And I feel that with the death penalty, you're regarding people who have already been convicted of a crime with a victim. Whereas with abortion, you're talking about possibly having a victim who has not committed any action towards any person.
Well, there could be two victims in that situation, right? I mean, you could say that a woman who is pregnant, you know, against her will, perhaps, or just does not want to be pregnant, is essentially being enslaved, you know, in order to support the developing fetus inside of her.
You could, if she hadn't taken, I am not pro-choice, so, you know.
Did I say I was?
No,
I'm just making an argument.
Clear. So you're only enslaved to your own actions. I mean, if you go into a cell and you lock the door and you throw the key out, then you're enslaved to the cell.
Well, people as,
because
as
that's
free
what you did.
Individuals
you
could,
sex,
change, could change their minds later,
when
right?
When you have sex, one of the reasonable outcomes to sex is pregnancy.
One of them, and sometimes people take precautions and something screws up.
Something happens.
Yep.
You know,
and
one of the reasonable, you look both ways before you cross the street, sometimes you get hit by a car anyway.
And a lot of people, you know, who, I don't think you could say that everyone who seeks an abortion, every woman who seeks an abortion is necessarily pregnant because she chose to have sex with somebody else.
I never claimed that at all.
No, I know.
I'm just saying. The majority of them were.
Okay, and Aaron, what was your question about that or your contention?
It was just that. But it is logical, I believe, to have both at the same time.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I generally, I disagree with people's with the view on capital punishment. I am pro-life in all of these circumstances. I'm against wars that kill innocent people.
Yeah.
I'm against the death penalty because I believe that that humans are imperfect, and when humans are perfect, then they may kill others. And then I'm also against abortion generally when someone's actions has reasonably resulted in pregnancy.
And I agree with you on every one of those points. It was just, I felt a logical fallacy to say that those two views were contradictory.
Yep, I don't think that it was done by me, but it might be Ian,
no,
it might be Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Okay.
Did I say that? Okay, I don't remember it.
It was a slight passing comment in regards to someone who had come from the conservative side towards libertarianism.
Gotcha.
About, like...
All right, Aaron, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate your call. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. We'll talk about this first sale doctrine 15 years later. still not resolved. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about copyright? It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Oh, welcome to Free Talk Live. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Sounds like Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. No, that wouldn't have been the first thing that came to mind for me. But anyway, welcome back to our show. This is the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE to get in touch with us this evening. And, of course, you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, where, you know, we give you the license to do that.
On Free Talk Live, we often talk about investing in gold or silver as a hedge against inflation or barter currency, investment, whatever is the reason that you might want to get gold or silver or other precious metals in your hands. Go to gold.freetalklive.com to do it, because there you'll get some of the best prices. And when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will benefit. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You know, I was just thinking of this during the break. We had Aaron call last segment about abortion and how apparently I'm having trouble remembering. I don't doubt that I said it, but apparently I said something about that. I see an inconsistency between people who are pro-life when it comes to abortion, so-called. And they'll often say, like, oh, there's nothing higher value than human life, and every life is sacred. And they even often advocate, you know, against government medicine because they're afraid that old people will be terminated prematurely. And they, you know, the same pro-life people wanted to keep Terri Schiavo alive, you know, even when her frontal cortex was completely liquefied and, you know, she was brain dead.
How does a frontal cortex liquefy? I don't think mine has.
No. No, yours is solid.
Okay.
Well, basically, when someone has brain death, so-called, you know, the term, they have some kind of brain injury or some kind of stroke or something like that, they retain function of certain parts of their brain, like the brain stem, the things that control breathing and...
The amygdala.
Yep. Well, no, actually...
Those are brain.
The amygdala is maybe... It's in the limbic system. That's a little higher in the brain than the breathing parts, but... basically, what happened to her was she only had, like, the most basic functions, basically breathing and digestion and stuff like that. And so, you know, since she wasn't using her cognitive centers of her brain, they just deteriorated. Hmm. So she just had nothing there.
I see.
But anyway, you know, a lot of the people who are pro-life were even, you know, were pro-life in her case. They didn't want her ex-husband, was it, to be able to basically pull the plug on her ventilator or whatever, say, you know, right, this is enough, we're not going to keep her on life support anymore, and she dehydrated to death, right, because there was some decision that was made.
It seems like a rough way to go.
It does,
if you have a brain.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't know, I mean, what she was feeling. But, I mean, I just see that as an inconsistency, because these are the same people who say, like, oh, it's, you know, the highest value is human life. But they're willing to put people to death, you know, via the state when they're convicted of certain crimes.
If there's an inconsistency, to me, I think that the inconsistency would be the belief that humans are... that a flawed human can make, or a group of flawed humans, because frankly,
i.e. the state, right?
i.e. the state, yeah. or the jury, or whomever, can make a, you know, can be right all the time, and therefore not put innocent people to death. Because if the claim is that Terri Schiavo is innocent, aborted fetuses, babies are innocent, and that all, and the difference is that all criminals are guilty,
yeah,
that are put to death, then that is clearly a flawed belief, because you know that all criminals are not guilty.
Right.
Even though they were found guilty by a court. Now, you could claim that because...
The Innocence Project is a good resource for that. There's been people who've been let off of death row.
You could claim that because a jury found them guilty, that, you know, that in two cases, Schiavo and the fetus, mm-hmm, that they weren't found guilty, but in the, you know, the murderer's case, that they were found guilty, and that therefore juries... somehow a group of 12 people and a lawyer in a robe are the best qualified people to decide who dies. I suppose that kind of flawed logic could be there. But I do see a difference between the situations. I mean, I can see why somebody would support, you know, death for somebody who committed a crime, and somebody would not support death for somebody who didn't commit a crime.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes from a religious framework, you know, to begin with, and I disagree with it, you know.
I don't know. It's certainly, a lot of people will cite religious beliefs, but I think that you can be non-religious and still believe that somebody deserves death,
sure,
for a particular crime.
Yeah. Mark, have you ever heard the phrase, if men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament? Speaking of religion.
That's a pretty dim view of men, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think it was said by Florence Kennedy. She's a famous, basically a radical feminist. She staged
a surprise.
She staged a mass pee-in, I guess, at Harvard College because they had no women's bathrooms like up until the 70s.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Where did the women go up until the 70s?
They had nowhere to go. So that's why she was protesting it. But anyway, she said that, as far as I understand. Anyway, we've got some calls on the line. Let's go to Roger. He's listening in Minnesota. Roger, are you here?
Yes. I think part of the drunk driving cases could be a scam, like a homeless person wanting to get more than a car to sleep in, so they get around the legal limit, probably 0.08 or 0.10, just barely, and get caught to just get a rip over the head other than a car.
Are you listening to Free Talk Live, or were you listening?
Okay. On XM Radio, Extreme Talk.
Okay.
So you think that homeless people are going to jail on purpose?
Well, it was like maybe in the Star Tribune, he might have wrote to Mothers Against Drunk Drivers that some people are like if they in a car and they want to get a bigger place to sleep, they do a scam, get caught for drunk driving, go to a rehab center for something like a scam. Half of the cases was probably
most
a scam.
Most of my experience, I don't know what it's like in every state, but most of my experience is when you're caught drunk for drunk driving, whether you're sleeping in a car, and sometimes they will, you know, they'll get people for sleeping in cars.
I was going to say
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
just sleeping in with the heat on.
They don't take them to rehab. They take them to jail.
Right. Roger, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I just end up with an expensive $3,000 cleanup bill due to special needs and lacking certain type of help. I mean, I was in the mental system most of my life. I end up owning a house after a spray died, and I ended up with an expensive backyard cleanup bill. My privacy fence is debilitating.
Oh,
kind
Roger,
of lacking help in the system.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, they don't tend to help
it's
you. And thanks
really
for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah.
Poor guy.
That sounds like a tough situation. The pizza guy is listening in Fargo. He wants to talk to us about the AMP program. Pizza guy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Got a pizza for us? Gonna come all the way from Fargo?
Yeah, no, and everybody asks that, and they think they're clever.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
You are the pizza guy.
Okay, but you know what I mean? Like, you walk into the hotel, and, you know, you walk into the pool area, they want it delivered there. Everyone. It's for me.
That's funny.
Anyway, I wanted to ask about the Amplify program. I guess Ian and Mark will be leading us shortly for a while so that they can go smooze it up. Is that what I've heard?
Like a couple of days we'll be on the road in Los Angeles.
Right. And Pizza Guy, we'll be happy to hold you over if you want to hang on the line.
Apparently got questions.
Yeah. He wants to talk about the AMP program, so we will respond to his query here coming up in a moment on Free Talk Live. Tell us what kind of toppings you like on your pizza or whatever else is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything at 855-453.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a live show of Free Talk Live on every single night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, if you want to hear any of Free Talk Live's old shows, pretty much, they're all available for you completely free. It's a great resource. If you got a lot of time on your hands, you can certainly fill it with listening to our voices yakking. And
I think nearly every program from September 2006 on is available at archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
There might have been a few situations where they had technical difficulties and, mm-hmm. you know, some piece of the show was lost forever. But not very many. We have redundancy at this point, and it hasn't happened in years.
Right. And, of course, the last 7 days of archives are right up there at the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
Indeed they are.
Okay, Mark, let's go right back to the phones. We've been talking with Pizza Guy in Fargo. And, Pizza Guy, are you back?
I sure am.
Great. So why don't you go on and continue with your thoughts?
Sure. Well, pepperoni, pineapple, and feta are the best three toppings on a pizza if you can get them.
Together?
Yeah. So, yes, all together. So that answers that.
Maybe
some jalapeno if you're feeling a little spicy. And then I like to put Parmesan and ranch and hot sauce on top of all of it. And it's pretty amazing.
Thousands of people are salivating right now.
But no, what I called about was the Amplifier program. So Ian and Mark, you guys are going to be leaving, going out of town, giving us the second stringers for a few days. That's correct?
Indeed.
Okay, and that's all because of the Amplifier program.
That's right. The Amplifier program makes it so that we can go to events like the Talkers New Media Seminar in Los Angeles, where we go and talk to program directors and, you know, different talk show hosts and people in the business in order to see if we can get Free Talk Live on more radio stations.
So let me get this straight. If we really like you guys, we can give you guys money each month, and then if we give you enough money, you'll be on the air less.
Well, hopefully it'll have other benefits on the side, right?
Yeah, no.
Well,
no,
I wanted
to just call and point that out.
It's clear a funny up. Joke, but actually you're not supposed to amp because you like us. You should amp because Free Talk Live is the very best way to reach the average individual with the ideas of liberty. Because there are lots of people that like or dislike one of us and will pull their amplifier ship based because of something that Ian said or something that I said. And, you know, it's not really the point.
You politely avoided something that I said, which actually happened recently. I remember.
I don't really remember.
Okay, good.
But it's inevitable. I mean, just because it happened to you, Stephanie, does not make it unique.
No. I considered it. That's how I know that I'm really a part of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, once somebody decides to pull their amplifier, amplifier ship because you've said something. And, we can't change what we say. Otherwise, then we're not Free Talk Live anymore. We're not us.
Well, that wouldn't work either, because if we did change what we said or our views or opinions, then somebody else would be offended,
we
right?
We could change our opinions, by the way, but we can't do it because somebody's going to pull $5 a month amplifier.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, no, hey, I just wanted to, I got to go. I want to weigh in on the abortion issue real quick.
All right.
Because I know how much you guys love that issue.
Oh, yeah.
Just tying it into the spanking your children and everything. I like to call a spade, so I call spanking children beating them, and I definitely think that abortion is murder of a human being. I mean, it has human DNA. It's a living thing. It's clearly that. However, I think that being completely idealistic and trying to say that we need to have a perfect world is also crazy. And what you really need to do is strive for maximum amount of voluntary interactions at all times. And the measures that it would take to enforce homicide against a fetus would be so great as to completely destroy the personal liberty of every female on this planet that it is morally impossible to do so.
It's been tried before, and it didn't go well.
Right. And thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. Yeah, I agree. I hope, I like it when people, maybe recognize that prohibiting abortion is something that isn't very effective, doesn't really work, and would lead to such huge costs in terms of people's liberty, not just women's, but men's, too.
I think murder's a strong word, but I understand why people use it. I am pro-life if one wants to use
that
term.
You can never get pregnant, Mark. I mean, but you, right, you take responsibility for your reproductive activities.
Fixed.
Yep.
But for me, if I had to choose, I have a four and a half year old little boy named Jack, and if I had to choose between the petri dish that contains the fetus in the 2 day old fetus that my wife and I have put together, which in the first trimester they're likely to self abort anyway. It's very common. It's very common.
Yeah, it's not more likely than not, but
it's common.
25%, something like that.
If I had to choose and the house is on fire, this is an odd, scenario I have to put together, but I have to pick between the petri dish and my 4.5-year-old Jack, I'm going to definitely take Jack because I know him, I love him, I've experienced him, there's all these reasons. So I don't consider a 2-day-old fetus to be on the level of a 4.5-year-old child,
yeah.
But I don't, I think it's the ending of a human life because I can't distinguish when a human life begins.
Yeah, I'll sum up my view on it very, very, very succinctly. I don't want to use the government to prohibit this act, abortion. And I personally do my best to never put myself in a situation where I would have to make a choice like that.
So, it can't be an easy one.
No, it can't. So let's go to Annie in St. Louis. And I've been lucky that I haven't been put in that situation involuntarily. So, Annie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I'm really glad I found your show.
Oh, thank you. We're glad you're here.
I kind of want to talk about the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
I am in my mid-50s, and I think there's a lot of people in my situation where we're living from paycheck to paycheck.
I certainly am.
What I would like to be able to do is when I feel like I can't work anymore, I would like to end my life.
Wow. Okay.
And how? What point do you think you'll reach that stage?
I don't know. But I want to be able to make that choice.
I think that people should have the option to choose when to end their life. I mean, if you own your body, it's the logical conclusion to say that you should be able to choose whether or not you want to live.
I think
sometimes I might disagree with somebody's choice, right? Like,
why?
Because, yeah, like if they're just not in their right mind, or, you know, you can clearly tell they're having a psychotic episode and they become suicidal. Well,
no,
yeah,
I'm
maybe
not
if
even talking, I'm not even talking about being in your right mind. It's like,
yeah,
when you have no money and, you know,
You're just at the end of your rope, so to speak. So
yeah.
do you have a family, Annie, or friends that you might maybe?
No.
Okay. So you just don't want to be a burden on anybody else.
Yeah.
This is kind of a depressing time. I feel sad talking about this. Do you, Mark?
I want to hear what Annie has to say.
Okay.
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there like me.
Sure. I don't know how many people. I've never really heard anyone express what you're saying, actually. They just don't talk about it.
It sounds like a high level of desperation centered on financial issues. And, you know,
I've heard some people say, like, you know, when they're young, maybe like in their teens or 20s, that, oh, yeah, once I hit 50, it's all downhill, so I'm just going to commit suicide before then. I've never seen anyone fall through on that, though.
I had a pact with other teenagers to kill ourselves at 30. So, I mean, yes, this happens.
And you're older than 30.
Is there anything wrong with people that want to do that?
I
think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to have some kind of, you know, avenue where you can do that.
Annie, thanks for the call this evening. I think it's sad. I mean, I think there is joy. It's possible to experience joy later in life. And
without money?
Well, it's sad that they're in that situation, that they have to make a choice like that.
I've had more money and I've had less money.
Kind of forced by circumstance.
It is better to have more money.
It is, yeah. Well, tell us what you think. Should you be able to choose when you end your own life?
Based on financial reasons.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you know, we haven't gotten to too much show prep tonight, but normally we do check the website, which is freetalklive.com, for stories that we might want to talk about on the show, because freetalklive.com has a unique feature where you can actually submit your favorite news stories right there up at the top of the page. You can find out how to do that. And the ones that listeners like, or the people who read the website at least like, get voted up or voted down. And the ones that make it to the top of the page are more likely to be seen by us and by lots of other people. So you can make the news at freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential traffic situations, whether it's a police officer or another individual in an accident remembering a situation differently than you remember it, what you want to have on your side is the ultimate witness, the GPS black box dash cam. This is essentially insurance. I've got it in both of my vehicles. Ian has it in his, and it is a great device. When you turn on the key, it comes on. It records everything out of the front and into the cab and out the back window of your car, audio, visual. And it has your direction, your speed, where you are geographically. It's an amazing device, and it will give you the ultimate witness in a circumstance where, maybe there's an accident and somebody says you pulled out in front of them or you didn't stop or, whatever the case may be. Some police officer says something happened during a stop that didn't happen. Whatever it is, whatever the situation is, you can have the protection, the insurance in this circumstance of the black box dash cam. And you can get it at freedomcam.net. It's on sale right now. I don't know how long the sale is going to go on, so you should go ahead and act now. They'll take your credit cards. They'll take bitcoins if you're interested in using bitcoins. It's a great device. It's at freedomcam.net.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Let's talk to Mike, listening in California. Mike, are you here?
I'm here. Hey, I think it was a Sunday show with you and Mark maybe 2 weeks ago that some guy, he claimed to be a farmer. I don't know if he was a Monsanto shill or what, but he called up and he was talking about GMO.
I remember this, yeah. It sounded like he was a legit farmer, but, he just really liked Monsanto. He was really happy with them. And we had some questions about that, of course, and some callers did too.
Yeah, well, over the last couple of weeks, I've been researching that GMO thing, and there's something that came up that's actually quite frightening, that it's recurring. And it's the GMO, from what I can glean from the Internet, is a delivery method, one of several, for nanotechnology weapons.
Tell us more about that, please.
These weapons manifest themselves in people, and they're calling it Morgellons disease. But they're actual silicone-based fibers that have their own power source. And there's video on the Internet of the electron microscope with these fibers, and they have either a gold or an aluminum head on them, and you can actually see them self-replicating. I mean, it's really freaky.
Hold on a second, Mike. Yeah, hold on 1 second. So I've heard of Morgellons disease, and from what I understood, yeah, it does... People have this weird skin condition where they're itching and so forth. And then, you know, they can look in their skin and see little fibers. That's what I know about it. Some doctors don't believe it. Some doctors do. There are people on the Internet who swear that they have this. I've never heard the self-replicating thing, though. And I'm a little skeptical that just because GMO foods are so prevalent, I mean, they're subsidized, right? The corn
and...
Everybody's eating them.
Almost on the planet.
So why aren't we all having these nano weapons inside of us?
Well, maybe we do. Maybe it's only certain people that are activated, and maybe only people that got certain vaccinations.
Who's activating them? I mean,
these things the most compelling evidence I saw was from the Oklahoma State University Science Lab, and they have that's the footage with the microscopes. Very scary, and these researchers also took these fiber samples to the FBI crime lab and had an analyst look at them, and he said that they're like nothing in their 100,000+ fiber sample that he can see, and he actually called it an alien technology. Not saying that it's from outer space, he's saying that it's alien, as in there's nothing like it that he's ever seen in his 25 years of experience.
I like it better from being from outer space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me
like
too.
It more.
So, I mean...
This is the problem. For me, I think that the Internet has provided us many great services, and one that really kind of... you know, shakes the foundation of humankind in that there's no way to know so many different things anymore, because there's certain topics where the research, whatever it might be that you can do on the Internet, will look so compelling that there's no way to know everything about a topic, because you will find things that are completely different. They're opposite of each other.
I think you can get close to the truth by using reasoning abilities and critical thinking. I mean, sometimes it can be difficult to know, especially if you have no background or if you have no desire to learn about a certain topic, because some topics just aren't that interesting. I mean, Mike, I have to say, I do my best to avoid GMO foods anyway. You know, even I'm skeptical of this fiber thing. You know, maybe it's true, but I would need to see more evidence myself. But I don't eat GMO foods anyway, so I don't know. Why should I do research on this, I guess?
I understand what you're saying. I'm also skeptical of it, but I think that GMO, though, is something that we should be aware of, most definitely. I don't think it's good, like that guy was saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely see problems with it.
My biggest problem with GMO is that the patent system, the intellectual property system that backs it up, if it's better in some way or another in growing crops, then that's the one they'll use. Also, the systems for growing the crops, I think, that are somewhat immoral as far as the as far as our environment goes. The reason being is that GMO foods will be resistant to, say, Roundup or something like this, a herbicide spray.
Yep.
And so they'll spray and kill the weeds around them, and it won't kill the plants. And then the stuff rolls down into rivers, and there is a dead zone the size of New Jersey and the Mississippi Delta. They say it was actually caused by fertilizers, which cause algae blooms, suck all the oxygen out of the water,
yeah,
and kill everything in the area.
Well, there are some weeds and bugs, actually, weeds that get resistant to the Roundup, and also bugs that get resistant to the BT toxin. That's one of the other transgenes that they put in GMO foods. And so, you know, like antibiotics, right, you get super bugs.
But I think you need to try new things. And if we don't try new things in the area of food, then we as a species will die. So I don't know. I'm not here to say that GMOs shouldn't be used. I'm here to say that they should be used responsibly.
And they're not being used responsibly.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I was wondering, Mark, if you would interview the guys that are trying to make that movie Gray State on the Edgington Post.
Email me whatever information you've got on them.
Mike, what is this? What is this movie, Gray State? I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's about. Can you fill me in?
It's a screenwriter's interpretation of what he thinks the future holds after the economic collapse, and it's pretty scary. You can watch it at Gray State official movie trailer on either Google or YouTube. It's pretty scary. I think that it would be really neat to see what those guys have to say about current events and how it fits in with the Liberty Movement and whatnot.
Interesting. So anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
No, that's it. I appreciate you letting me have the time.
Sure. Sure thing. Thanks for the call. Yeah, interesting stuff, Mark.
There you go.
Speaking of intellectual property, we were talking about this textbook thing. Did you have something else you wanted to
talk? No, go right ahead.
Okay. We were talking about this textbook thing in the, we had a spate of calls, which is awesome, but I'm going to pull this back up because I want to get back into this issue. As I said, remember hearing about this maybe like 5 years ago or 6 years ago on Free Talk Live, talking about this very issue. And, of course, we're talking about this first sale doctrine where a student from Thailand came to the U.S. for college, figured out that he could get his textbooks way cheaper in Thailand, imported them into the U.S. and resold them to the students. And
these are legit textbooks sold by that company.
Oh, the exact same textbooks.
Yeah, they're exact same. They're completely legit. They're just sold at different prices in different countries.
Yeah, because they charge whatever they can get away with.
Sure.
In Thailand, they can't get away with as much. So, he took advantage of this price difference. I mean, I think it's rather entrepreneurial, don't you?
Absolutely. I see no problem with buying books in another country, importing them in the United States, and selling them, as used books against whoever it is that's selling them first time. Because, I mean, what this does is this regulates price.
Yes, exactly. He's creating value for his fellow students by serving a need that they have, which is textbooks at an affordable price, right?
They sure do.
And they can't get that in the U.S. because the textbook companies have this pseudo-monopoly that's enforced by intellectual property, and then the professor says, oh, you have to get this textbook, and you have to get the current edition, and so forth. So let me read you a little bit of this. We'll probably only have time for a teaser right now, but this is from MarketWatch.com by Jennifer Waters. Your right to resell your own stuff is in peril. Tucked into the U.S. Supreme Court's agenda this fall is a little-known case that could upend your ability to resell everything from your grandmother's antique furniture to your iPhone 4. And we'll talk more about this here coming up. Should you be able to sell your own stuff, to resell your own stuff? Let us know what you think here at Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.